Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Senate Judiciary Committee opens hearings Monday on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to their Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The hearing is taking place just 16 days after President Trump nominated Barrett to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's in stark contrast with the 56 days that's the average time between nomination and confirmation hearing for all of the current Supreme Court justices. Even though Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell appears to have the votes to confirm Barrett, this week's hearing is expected to be contentious. It takes place amid a pandemic, with two members of the committee, both Republicans, having recently tested positive for COVID-19, while Chairman Lindsey Graham has refused to take a COVID test. This is also the first time ever that a confirmation hearing is taking place while voters in many states are casting ballots in the presidential election. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump heads to Florida Monday for a campaign rally, 1 week after he had left the hospital where he's being treated for COVID-19. South Carolina Democrat Jamie Harrison shattered congressional fundraising records for a single quarter. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, Harrison brought in $57 million in his campaign against Republican incumbent Senator Lindsey Graham.
Jamie Harrison's campaign says the $57 million haul was the most in a single three-month period by any Senate candidate. Lindsey Graham's campaign has not released fundraising totals for the latest quarter, though Graham told Fox News he was, quote, getting killed financially, unquote, by Harrison. But Graham's campaign questions whether the money will make any difference. South Carolina hasn't elected a Democrat to the Senate since 1998, though polls show the race is very competitive. Graham will be in the spotlight this week as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which will consider the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Early voting gets underway this week in Texas, but access to drop-off sites for mail-in ballots is once again limited after an appeals court blocked a lower court move that would have allowed more drop-off locations. Andrew Schneider of Houston Public Media reports.
The ruling concerned an order by Governor Greg Abbott that limited each Texas county to a single drop-off site for mail-in ballots. A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit has stayed an injunction that would have blocked the order. The Campaign Legal Center, speaking on behalf of the plaintiffs, issued a statement saying, "The appeals court decision fails to recognize the vulnerable position many voters are in during this pandemic. We will continue fighting for Texas voters." The appeals court order sets up a likely last-minute legal battle, as mail-in ballots are already being collected, with early voting set to begin Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
You're listening to NPR News. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he and his family are in quarantine after a member of his security detail tested positive for COVID-19. He said the first family had been in a car with that person Saturday, the day he received the news. Beshear said he, his wife, and their two children have no symptoms and have since tested negative, and that they all had worn face masks in the car. In Belarus, anti-government protests have entered a third month following a disputed August presidential election that the U.S. and its European allies consider neither free nor fair. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow, demonstrators are demanding longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko step down and make way for new elections.
People across Belarus again took to the streets for their now traditional Sunday protest march. In the capital, Minsk, police met them with water cannons and stun grenades. On Saturday, Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko met imprisoned opposition figures in the KGB jail in Minsk, raising hopes he was softening his stance. But at the nationwide Sunday protests, activists reported the detention of hundreds of people, including journalists. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to announce new restrictions Monday, designed to deal with a resurgence of the coronavirus. Northern England has been especially hard hit. It's expected that pubs and restaurants there will be ordered to shut down. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.